Congress is back in session after its traditional August break, and lawmakers are gearing up to grill Antony Blinken. The Secretary of State speaks on Afghanistan and other issues before the House Foreign Affairs Committee today. Blinken is the first administration official to testify after the Taliban takeover. And let's bring in Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there, Scott.
So can we expect a Capitol Hill rarity today for Democrats and Republicans to be roughly on the same page today as far as Afghanistan?
Well, certainly there's a lot of bipartisan concern about the way this war ended. But Blinken's likely to face kind of a tougher tone from Republicans. The ranking Republican on that committee, Michael McCaul, and his colleagues wrote a letter to Blinken recently accusing the State Department of a dereliction of duty and criticizing the woefully inadequate contingency planning on Afghanistan. Those were McCaul's words. You know, he's been furious with the way the State Department has handled the evacuation since the U.S. military wrapped up its airlift last month. McCaul has been one of those advocating for hundreds of stranded Afghans and some Americans at the airport in Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Those charter flights still haven't been able to take off. And Democrats, by the way, have raised alarms about that, too.
So tough words on the way for Antony Blinken, and he will take the heat by virtue of being the first official in the Biden administration to testify on this. But how much authority did the State Department actually have over this pullout compared to, say, the Pentagon or the intelligence community?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of blame to go around, and folks here at the State Department think some of the criticism has been unfair. The president set the course ending the U.S. war based on a deal that the Trump administration negotiated with the Taliban. Officials in this administration, including, I would say, here at the State Department, thought they had time. They thought Ashraf Ghani's government would last longer. They thought they could keep an embassy open even after U.S. troops left. And in the end, they really had to scramble. And, you know, they did get 124,000 people out of Afghanistan during a very dangerous airlift. They've even gotten some Americans and green card holders out since the airlift ended, but there are many more who still want to leave and are still very fearful.
Now, this administration, of course, inherited a U.S. Taliban deal from its predecessor. And, of course, the whole war started under President Bush 2 decades ago. Democratic Representative Chrissy Houlihan spoke on Morning Edition today and what she wants to hear from Blinken about where responsibility lies for this entire debacle. Let's take a listen.
But I think that's one of the things that we need to be careful of is I think the American people, frankly, just want to understand what's happening, why decisions were made, you know, where we can trace those decisions to and how we can, frankly, continue and out of this 20-year war in a better place.
So where we can trace those decisions to, Michelle, what do you expect to hear on that question?
Well, you know, Blinken has been a key aide to Biden for years when he was in the Senate and the White House and now as Secretary of State. So clearly he would have good insight into how the decisions are made. But whether or not he answers such questions is a very different story, Scott. You know, cabinet secretaries almost always say they keep their advice private. And I suspect that's what we're going to hear again from him today.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe that's how you keep your job as a cabinet secretary. Yep. Finally, Now the State Department does issue visas, and you've been reporting on these special immigration visas for Afghans who have helped Americans. What's the latest there?
Well, Blinken is likely to repeat the same argument that he's made, that they inherited a huge backlog of requests for these special immigrant visas because the Trump administration had stopped interviews. They did restart them this year. They tried to streamline the process. But, you know, the question is, what do you do now? How do you make sure you can continue to help people who could still possibly apply, who want to leave and who are in danger, but also do it in a way that's safe for the U.S.? And there are a lot of really tough questions to be asked there.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman, thanks as always.
Thank you.